Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And check out our blog, too. We update that every weekday. And we'll send it to you also if you'd like for us to do that. You can come and use it on our site, or we'll send it to you and drop it right onto your desktop there. We have the, and if you don't have the Real Simple Syndication technology handy, if you don't know how to use that, if you haven't used it before, or if you would just like to know more about it, if you'll click on the RSS link on our blog, it'll take you to a page where it'll kind of explain that. It'll give you some options, maybe three different technologies that you can download for free that we've already checked out and use those to your advantage. And by the way, those technologies that we're gonna offer you to receive something like our blog, you can use with other people. You can, any other, if you want to go to CNN or Fox or any of the other services, anybody else that you know, you'll already be set up to receive their Real Simple Syndication, whatever it might be, any of the magazines or any of those guys. And so it won't be just for my blog. It'll be for lots of others, which I'd like to encourage you to do a little more. I'd like for you to, if you haven't done that, if you haven't used RSS, I'd like to encourage you to check it out. It'll be, you'll find that it's not unlike when you first started using email. It'll only, it's different. It's like email, but it's different. Renee Schaff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's Vice President of Retirement and Investment Services at the Principal organization that you've heard us talk about many times before. Renee has been on the show many times before, and she's going to help us get ready for the new year with our benefits. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's wonderful to be here. It really is.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Renee?
It is. Absolutely.
How are things in Iowa?
Oh, it's been just such a wonderful winter, Jim. It's been very warm.
Yeah?
It's been, in fact, unseasonably warm. But we're hoping that at some point we're going to get a little bit of snow because we just haven't had any this year.
Do you like snow, Renee?
I love snow. I think,
really?
I'm the only one in Iowa who does.
You don't have to milk cows in the snow then, obviously.
No,
right?
those days are done.
Have you milked a cow before, Renee?
I have.
Did
I
you grow up on a farm, Renee?
I did. I grew up on a farm.
Is that, I knew there was something I liked about you.
That's it.
So you've actually milked a cow before?
I have milked a cow, but I have to confess, not many. My father raised hogs and cattle, feeder cattle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, that's a little bit of a page out of my past, too. But we'll move on. Let's move on to some other things. And, Renee, one of the things I know you guys do every year is you compile some best practices, don't you, for and produce a report on best practices benefits, don't you?
We do. In
fact, what's the name of that report?
It's the Principal 10 Best Companies for Employee Financial Security.
Right.
And, Jim, what we do every year, we conduct a nationwide search for 10 companies that excel in providing employee benefits. And we work very closely with these companies, and we identify what are the things that they are doing with their benefits program that make them winners. Things that provide for long-term financial security for their employees. And we put all that good information into a best practice guide, and we make that information absolutely free of charge to any employer, employee, financial advisor, anybody who might find that information of use.
Now, for the last period of time, we have had some of your folks on the show before, and some of the people who have been one of the top 10 that you've selected. And is the new report, is it just now coming out?
It will will be available in January of this year, Jim.
Right.
And we've identified the winners, and we've announced them. And we're currently in the process of interviewing them closely and making sure that the benefits guide that we come up with is the very best state-of-the-art information that we can provide.
So right now, if they go to the website, they'll get this year's, the 2006 list.
Correct.
But if they go in January, they'll get the 2007 list.
They'll get the most
right.
current available
okay.
in January.
Give us
That's
that
right.
website, please.
It's principal.com.
And P-A-L.
Yes, exactly.
Principal, like the guy that used to paddle my behind in elementary school,
That's
by the way, anyway, folks. Principal, only they're a lot nicer than he was. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Renee to tell us about some of the things that she's learned in her job as Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services there at the Principal, to talk to us about some of the things she's learned about what good companies look like who do this, and how they benefit from that, how their companies thrive based on these best practices that they employ. It's 20 Till. Renee Schaff is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Renee Schaff. She's Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group, and that's principal.com, P-A-L.com, right?
That's right.
Principal.com. Okay, what have you learned from – well, let me back up for just a second and set the stage for what you're about to say, Renee. Small business owners – have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. That means we have to have the right people. We can't afford to have a slot filled by an inappropriate person, someone who's not the right for the job. But in this day and time, as you know, it's a seller's market. It's hard to find the right people. That's the biggest complaint that small business owners make to me when I travel across the country, and when I hear from them, is the number one challenge for them is finding good people to go in those slots. So once we get those people, once we actually find those people, we need to do everything humanly possible to keep them, don't we, Renee?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And tell us how we do that.
One of the things that we've learned in working with the principal 10 best winners is the company at the very top understands the value of just what you described, of attracting and retaining people that make a difference in their business. And so they have a philosophy and a business practice of truly investing in their employees. And they do that through very good benefits that provide for long-term financial security. And what these business owners have learned is that if you create a benefit package that keeps the employee and their family financially for the long term, then those employees will reward the employer with long-term service, and they're more productive when they're on the job because they're not so concerned about their own financial security.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've learned is that the average turnover for the top 10 winners every year is roughly half or less of the national employee turnover. So they
say that again.
Well, the average turnover nationally runs about 20 to 21%. And if you look at turnover, employee turnover rates for the winners of the 10 best, consistently their turnover rate is half or less of that, some down to 3% a year.
It's tremendous. And folks, if you've got if your company is like that statistic and you've got 5 employees, that means every 5 years you've got a whole new crew. You can't afford that.
They can't afford it.
You can't afford it. That's disaster.
It is. And you know, the winners report that by keeping their employees longer, they're able to build relationships with their customers. And for most small businesses, relationships with the customers is the number one driver of repeat business.
There's no question. Getting someone, I'll never forget how proud I was when my first big sponsor signed up for our business to support what we do. But I wasn't as proud that day as I was the day that they said, we want to do this again.
Exactly.
And that's what you're looking for. Anybody can get a customer in the door, but it takes a real company to get them to come back.
That's right. When we look at the 10 best winners, we have an independent panel of judges every year that do the actual selection of the company. The principal sponsors the program, but an independent panel of judges actually does the selection of the 10 winners. But what they're looking for is strength in three important areas. They're looking for strength in health benefits, retirement benefits, and risk protection, such as life and long-term disability. Mm-hmm. But then they're also looking for ways that the company communicates those benefits to their employees and really gets the benefit from those strong programs from their employees. And that mm-hmm. includes things like wellness programs. It includes things such as providing one-on-one advice and guidance to their employees through retirement issues and things of that nature.
And you know, the beautiful thing about all of this now, Renee, because of companies like yours, you guys have productized all the different capabilities that we have, the different tax advantage programs, the cafeteria type of programs. You guys have productized that to the point where almost any company of any size, even small companies, can take advantage of these and can deliver benefits, really powerful benefits, to their employees on a small scale, haven't you?
Absolutely. We, as a company, we specialize in serving the small to medium-sized business community. And you've identified something that's really important. The one thing that we've learned from the 10 best is that they show us that as companies that are employers of 1,000 or fewer employees, they are able to provide really state-of-the-art benefits, and benefits that compete with the very largest companies. And they do that without breaking the bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the key, because that's the challenge for most small business owners, Renee, is making that first decision to start offering comprehensive and high quality benefits. It's a big leap of faith for them many times, because often they need to do it when the capital to do it, the financial critical mass isn't quite there, and it takes a big leap of faith, and we need someone to hold our hands at that time.
It does, and that's where the value of the best practice guide comes in, is that other employers can look and see what these companies are doing and can pick and choose from the things that have proven to be successful for winners and adopt them for their own program.
And I predict you're going to see yourself, ladies and gentlemen, in these stories, which I encourage you to go check out. Go to principal.com, look for their best practices guide, and also get ready for the 2007 version, which is coming up in January of 2007. Quick break, right back. One more segment with our good friend Renee Schaff, Vice President of the Principal Financial Group.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Renee Schaff. We're talking about some of the best practices that she has seen companies conduct and employ to make sure that when they get good people, that they keep them, they hang on to them. One of the ways you do that is by being able to compete on the benefits level. You know, Renee, as you know, more and more of us are competing for good employees with big companies. And a lot of employees of big companies are looking to leave big companies and go to work for small businesses, because that's where the fun is. Creativity is, if you want to be creative, small companies are the place to go, I think. And more and more people are considering small businesses. But when they compare the environment, the compensation environment, not only the salaries, not only the pay, but but also the benefits, when they compare that, sometimes it's wanting, and that's a stumbling block, isn't it?
It is. And I think the 10 best winners show us that it doesn't have to be a stumbling block, that small to medium-sized companies can provide very attractive and competitive benefits and can do so in a way that, that allows the company to be very successful from a financial standpoint and really drive home excellent client service because and customer service because their employees are more tenured, they're more experienced, mm-hmm. they stay longer. And so all those are key benefits of offering employee benefits that provide that long-term financial security.
Right, absolutely. And so how do we get over that first hurdle? How do we make that happen?
Well, I think it starts with the whole philosophy of the company itself, making sure that the very senior most management of the company understands the power of the benefit program in attracting and retaining employees. And then once they have that philosophical spirit about them, they really look towards the three major areas of employee benefits. And the first of those, of course, is the health benefits. And the second is retirement. And then last but certainly not least is the risk protection, things like life and long-term disability.
Mm-hmm.
And when we work with the 10 best, we definitely see trends, things that are happening in each of these key areas that they're wrestling with day in and day out. I don't think it's any secret that the benefit that employers wrestle with the most is the rising cost of health care.
That's right.
And it's a continual balance between what the company can afford to provide and offering very good coverage, so that balance between affordability and coverage.
But and matching that with the needs of the employees.
Exactly.
Because if all your employees are beyond childbearing age, then maybe you don't need that kind of coverage.
Exactly. And so it's being very in tune with the needs of the employees, and it's being nimble enough to make changes to your benefits to keep pace. And also doing some very creative and innovative things, particularly in the area of wellness.
And see, this is what I was talking about a minute ago, Renee, when I talked about productizing. You guys, the people in your industry, the insurance and the benefits industry, you guys have done a great job of coming up with products that address these issues.
Thank you, and I that is very much true, Jim, because we understand that the needs of small businesses are different. They need mm-hmm. something, a product.
We're not a big business that's just small. We're a different species.
Exactly. You need things that work. You need programs that are proven, and you need programs that work.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right, and that's one of the things that a lot of companies are just now getting, Renee, a lot of industries are just now getting, is that we're, you know, small businesses need their own stuff. We don't need software, a big software program that you cut by 90% and we wind up with something, you know, of a software of a lesser god or something. We need our own stuff, and that's what you guys are talking about. Renee, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
I would encourage all of your listeners to go to principal.com and download a copy of the Principal 10 Best Practice Guide.
It's free.
It's free. And also, consider nominating a company for 2007.
Maybe yourself.
Absolutely.
They allow that, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, folks, many of you have heard me interview Renee and others in the principal group, along with members of people who were nominated, who actually became one of the 10 best. There actually is a body of work on my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go back and listen to some of the past one, and I'm looking forward, Renee, to meeting some of the others, some of the future ones.
And we would love to do that.
Thank you, Renee, for being here. Happy holidays. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
Renee Schaff, ladies and gentlemen, in the great state of Iowa, and she's with the Principal Financial Group. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.